What is going on, everybody? Hopefully you guys are all doing well out there. That's right. We are back again here on the Sports Card Show podcast. So hopefully you guys are all doing well. Got about 10 topics that I'm going to run down here. We're not going to spend a lot of time on these. It is going to be likely a rapid fire show here. I don't have a bunch of free time these days. So let's jump right into it. We've got the NFL draft. I'm going to basically recap almost everything that's happened or the key things that I think have happened since we last had a show. We had the NFL draft. We've got the NBA coming back. I don't know if we'll have baseball coming back. We'll talk about that. We got the National got rescheduled. We'll talk about that. Topps baseball has been on fire. I know I just said we might not have a baseball season, but boy, 2020 Topps baseball cards have been on fire. Fire, absolute fire. I got a case of Series 1, and I'm peeling boxes off for about $125 a pop. I think Topps, I think it was Tier 1 just came out. That was like a $100 box. That's an easy double $200 bill. I mean, it has been on fire. Speaking of being on fire, check out my card sales have been on fire. Amazon, eBay, everything has been on fire. E-commerce has just been absolutely sizzling with everybody having to stay home, although that's kind of been loosening over the last few weeks or so. Gary V has not been pimping cards, and maybe it's because he is having some marital problems and he doesn't want to show off all the stuff that he's going to have to give half of to his wonderful wife. I don't know if this is true. I'm just going based off of rumors. When we've never shied away from talking about rumors and conspiracy theories here on the show. In fact, a lot of people think that's all the show is about. Finally, collectors being priced out. I've seen a lot of complaints. A lot of people, I had like three or four people. Like, I hadn't been on Instagram in like 3 months, and I had like two people message me in the last week just mad at me. Just like, you're an idiot, you're a clown, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I haven't posted a podcast in over a month. I haven't posted something on Instagram in 3 months. I haven't tweeted in about a month, and I have people like angry with me. And I'm like, man, what is it? And I think I know why. I think it's because the price of everything, a lot of things in this hobby have gotten really expensive, and it's pricing kind of the hardcore guy out. And I can understand that a little bit. You know, some of the stuff I collect, certainly I'd love to have a portfolio of real estate, but out here in California, that's not actually very easy to acquire unless you use a bunch of other people's money or you have a bunch of money yourself. I'd sure have like to have about four or five more Rolex watches, but the ones I want tend to be kind of expensive. So I can understand a little bit. Then finally, what have I been doing for the last month? I'll explain that just very briefly and how, unfortunately, it will likely cut into the amount of time I have to share with you guys on the program here. So, not to end it on a bad note, but we will have to end the show maybe on kind of a down note. But let's keep it upbeat and talk about what probably the most exciting thing that I think most people are looking forward to is sports returning. We should have the NBA back in about a month, maybe a little over a month. Well, the NBA playing games, it looks like, you know, barring any crazy stuff that's happening, and there's been plenty of crazy stuff happening, but hopefully, you know, all the stars start aligning and we actually get back to playing basketball. Basketball was so close to the end of their season. We've got that to look forward to, and I think it will be absolutely explosive. I think the TV ratings, the interest in it are going to be off the charts. I think less people are going to be at home and things like that. I just think the hunger to watch it, and also the NBA final, I think this will start a new trend for the NBA. I think they'll start next season later, and I think that will become a permanent thing. I think the NBA season is going to clear out for the NFL for the most part. I think they'll start the season right on Christmas Day or right around Christmas and end the season more towards this like middle of summer, beginning of summer type thing. And I think that'll be a better time frame. You know, you get the NBA right as the NFL's kind of tailing off. You know, the playoffs and the Super Bowl and stuff like that won't be over, but you know, most of the teams in the NFL will actually be done playing, you start the NBA, and the NBA ends right when football season starts to begin. And I think that would be a better cadence for the NBA and for sports in general. So I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about the NFL, obviously. I have season tickets to the 49ers. They made it to the Super Bowl. You know, they're charging me for my season tickets. I don't exactly know if anybody will be allowed to go to the games or not. So we'll see how that works out. See if I get my money back if they're not allowing people in the games. But obviously, my favorite team is the Cincinnati Bengals, and they had the number one pick in the NFL draft, and they drafted Joe Burrow, who looked really good. I watched him, you know, not knowing that the Bengals were going to have number one pick, not knowing that he was going to end up on the team. And I was like, wow, this guy's actually pretty good. But I think there's going to be some other quarterbacks that were drafted as well. I think the Justin Herbert guy from Oregon, I think he might end up being a decent quarterback. The time I saw him play, I thought he had a great arm. I don't think Oregon was super talented as well. So, you know, I think there'll be other quarterbacks that'll be collected. I think in general, this will be a better football class than last year. Last year you had Murray, and that was about it. Honestly, you had, Murray, who I think people are paying up for. I don't necessarily, I think he's a good player, but I think his athleticism gets him to a certain place. And I just think in the NFL, it's not going to be enough for Murray to be like this outstanding standout quarterback year after year. So I think this year with the NFL draft and where the players went and things like that, I just think that this year, it'll be at least as good as last year, if not better. I think it'll be a tad bit better. I don't think we're going to have like a blowout year with the NFL draft and trading cards and things like that, but I think it will be very good. Now, I do think we will have a lost baseball season, because baseball season's long and they just keep putting it off. I don't think baseball teams are as healthy as maybe certainly the NFL teams and probably the NBA teams as well, at least not over the course of the entire league. I heard the other day on the radio that the Oakland A's weren't paying their rent. So the Oakland A's, they weren't even paying their rent. I think some of it was for illegal purposes, but I would bet too they don't necessarily have a bunch of cash sitting around. So it's actually a myth that these owners – people are like, oh, the owner's worth $1.2 billion. He probably has less cash in his bank account than 90% of the players on the team. Players have endorsement deals, especially the superstars, and they make a pretty good salary. Those guys have lots of money. You know, owners of teams have buildings and businesses and stocks and employees and things like that. And so while they have cash flow, they don't always have, they're not always flush with cash. So you cut the cash flow off, and I can see how some of these things can arise. And also baseball just has the most labor tension. So we'll see how that impacts things. You know, I think if you are a fringe player in the MLB, that really sucks, because next year there's going to be 19, 20, 21 year olds that are going to be up there taking your job. And obviously if you were in the last year or two of your career, that might push you out of the game as well. But what it hasn't been hurting is Topps baseball card sales. Holy crap. Have you seen the Topps 2020 cards, how much they sell for? I've had like multiple people be texting me and DMing about the prices of those. It's absolutely insane. Topps baseball cards, I pre-order a case. I've been getting bigger allocations this year, and so I get more of this product, and I've been moving it. I mean, it sells. I've been kind of like, when I say moving it, like a box or two a week, because I tend to get, you know, more than a couple boxes, maybe a half case to a full case now. And luckily, I haven't been like so eager to sell it, because it goes up week after week, it seems like. I know some of it was impacted. We had the trading card companies couldn't make cards there for a while, and I think it threw off, it definitely threw off the release date schedule and things like that. But man, these cards have, you know, the price of Series 1, Heritage, Gypsy Queen, all these products that have come out, Bowman Inception, they all have gone up quite a bit, way over cost. And so I've been moving my boxes. I talked on a previous show where I actually sell my boxes, and I actually sell almost 100% of my boxes, not on eBay, not on Amazon, not in a store, not in a group break. And I'm getting prices that are comparable to where how I price my boxes. I just go look at see what blowout cards or DA card drills are pricing it. And I price it within the range that they have it. And their prices actually change quite a bit. And so I have to go in there and kind of see, you know, where they're at with their price. And they're typically going up week after week. And so and I'm not going to mention the site that I've been selling my boxes on because I am actually one of the few people that are utilizing the site, although I mentioned it on a previous podcast. So Topps Baseball, absolutely on fire, and I think it's great. So what should you be doing right now? I think you should be selling cards. I think this is a great – and buying and selling. I mean, obviously, you got to buy Topps 2020 and then resell it and make some money. You got to be buying Topps baseball cases and then reselling it. I know that Panini Basketball with Zion obviously has been selling great. Football to a certain degree as well. So, you know, be a seller during this time, I think is, you know, even if it's not something that you normally do, at least do it a little bit. If you're just buying during this time, this is like buying when stocks are at all-time high. This is like buying when homes are at the highest value of all time. You know, if you hold it for a really long time, will it go up? Maybe, but it might not. And so I think being a seller is really nice. And so I've been selling tons of cards on Check Out My Cards. In fact, I've had actually trouble buying enough cards. I've actually been selling a lot of cards and been trying to buy more cards. I just haven't been able to buy as many as I would like because, you know, the prices aren't where, you know, where I would like to be as a buyer a lot of the times. And there's a lot of people just kind of holding on. I mean, I don't blame people. The card prices of Michael Jordan have skyrocketed. Forget Michael Jordan. Go look at what Lonzo Ball cards sell for. I know Brian Gray of Leaf and many, many people got on me. I was on this podcast. It wasn't during his rookie year. If you'd bought Lonzo Ball cards during his rookie year, they probably haven't even gotten back to those prices. But if you bought it during his second year and his third year when he got hurt, those were the times you could have bought Prism cards for under a dollar, his Optic card under a dollar, his Prism Mosaic card under a dollar. You could have gotten tons and tons of his cards for under a dollar, and that's what I did. I probably had 400, 500, 600 of his cards. Just pause the podcast right now, or if you're on Check On My Cards right now, go look what his Prism rookie card is worth. I'll give you a hint. It's well north of $14, $15 at this point. At least that's what I've been selling him. His Optic card, several dollars, $5, $6, $7. I have select cards that are selling in the $7 to $8 range that I got for less than 50 cents a card. I know a lot of you guys chase the hot guy that blows up, and you have to spend $200 to $300 to $400 or more for his cards, and you probably only end up with two or three of them. And so, yes, if that card goes up, sure, it's good. But then you sell it, and that's it. That's the end of your quote unquote investment. Whereas I've been selling Lonzo Ball cards since the season began, before the NBA season began. And I still have Lonzo Ball cards left over. And I've made lots and lots and lots of money. So, little grab my crotch and pump it at the industry there, since a lot of you guys did not believe me when I said buy low, sell high. But believe it or not, guys, that is a very effective strategy when it comes to investing. Buying high, buying the hype, and thinking, oh, it's going to get even higher. Do that year after year, and you get burned one time, and it'll wipe out all the gains that you had. Whereas if you buy low and sell high, you can't really get burned. So I don't see a lot of buy low opportunities right now. In the NBA, I think we're going to have, you know, I mean, I may be a fool selling Lonzo Ball cards at 15 because in a month or two, they might be 30 or 40. because the attention that the NBA season is going to get. I'll hang on to a handful just in case. That's why I also like buying low and buying a ton of them, because you can, it worked out perfectly with Lonzo Ball. Okay. And maybe I got lucky a little bit, but look, the season has been shut down. He hasn't even been playing. So there's some other forces going on here. But buying low, selling high, effective strategy, because you can acquire lots of cards. You can acquire lots of cards when they're under a dollar. And so when they go up, you can just slowly sprinkle them out and start to sell them and experience lots and lots of upside. So I've been doing that primarily on Check Out My Cards. I've heard anecdotally eBay sales have been on fire. Now, I do sell a sporting good product on eBay, and it has been on fire since restrictions to go out have been loosened, if not lifted entirely. So that has done well. I've done pretty well on eBay, although I try not to sell on eBay because it's labor intensive. Amazon has been on absolute fire. I think I looked the other day. My sales are up year over year over 100%. And it's been absolutely, I think I only hit $10,000 in sales one time. I think I started selling on eBay, started selling on Amazon in July of 2017, I think is when I started. And I only hit $10,000 in sales one time. And it was actually a lot of work. But each of the last 3 months, I have easily hit $10,000 in sales. And by easily, I mean I'm working a little bit, okay? I am working maybe a few hours a week on it. But that's not that hard. And it's been way more profitable. I mean, the profit margin has almost doubled because there's more demand and there's less sellers and just less supply. I was fortunate, and this is why I like the sports card supply business. This is why I like the board game business, because you can buy 6 months of supplies of this stuff. Can you get 6 months of supply of Topps unopened baseball? No, you can't. Can you get 6 months supply of National Treasures basketball? No, you can't. Can you get 6 months supply of Michael Jordan cards? Maybe, yeah, probably at the beginning of the year you could have. So I like single cards because you can get huge supply, especially low dollar single cards. And I like sports card supplies, board games, toys, things of that nature, where there's no allocation. There's no limited production. And I was very, very lucky that in January and February, I was actually acquiring 6 months of supply, because I basically bought a store to store my inventory there, since I was running out of room in my house with two kids and they have every freaking toy you can imagine. So I was running out of room. And it worked out beautifully because other sellers were running out of supply. I think the flow of supplies from China started to run dry. And all of a sudden, I'm the only one selling top loaders that are selling for $10 a piece. I've sold 5 one-touches for over $50 on multiple occasions. I've sold 25 packs of one-touches for $100. $100. For 25 one-touches. So, it's a beautiful thing. And I've been enjoying it immensely. So, it's been fun. My Amazon business has really increased. I actually knew that this was going to be a big year for me with Amazon. But it exploded faster than I thought. I thought it was going to take all the way to the fourth quarter to get to where it was, but now here we are kind of in the second quarter and it's already as big as what I thought. So we'll see what happens the rest of the year. It probably will flatten out. I think the demand will wane a little bit as stores and other opportunities for people to spend their money start to open up again. Obviously, you know, you can go on vacation now for the most part. You can go to stores and go to restaurants and maybe even bars depending on where you live. And so I think it will change the spending habits people have had the last 2 months. But in general, I think it will still be a very profitable thing to do for the rest of the year. The other thing that I noticed is website traffic was really nice. The cost you were getting per click went down a little bit, but it's come back, and that business is still humming along quite nicely as well. So things have been quite good for me personally on that front. Now, my boy Gary V, where's he been? Car's blown up. Where's my boy Gary? You think you'd be, you know, grabbing your crotch a little bit and telling Mary, I told you these cards were going to triple. But Gary has been silent. Gary has not tweeted about cards for a long time. Fact, Gary admitted he has not been buying or paying attention to the card market for nearly 2 months now. And some of it is COVID-19 related, but we have heard through the grapevine of rumors that he might be having a little bit of marital problems. Typically, when that goes down, you don't necessarily want to be flexing valuable items on the TikTok and the Twitter and the YouTube streams because the other spouse might be watching, or at least her attorney might be. So that is the rumor on the street. We'll see if Gary V gets back to tweeting about cards anytime soon. But look, the industry doesn't need him. The industry's got enough firepower behind it. I don't think we need any more gasoline on this train to get us through to the next station, because things are on fire. And that brings me to my final point here. Collectors are being priced out. And look, like I said, I haven't tweeted in a month. I haven't been on Instagram in 3 months. I haven't posted a podcast in over a month. I haven't posted a YouTube video probably in, this year. And so at least on the Sports Card Radio channel. And it's like, I get messages from people that are just like, you can tell, that are upset with me. And I don't know why. It's like, what are you so mad about? You're mad about my watch? You're mad about my car? It's like, you know, these things do cost money. Okay, I actually have to pay for these things. But what I think it is it's not me. It's not my watch. It's not my car or anything like that. It's not COVID-19. It's not riots in the street. It's none of this. It's because cards have gotten so expensive. Boxes have gotten so expensive. I'm sure buying into breaks have gotten so expensive. I sure as heck know supplies have gotten so expensive. I mean, I'm selling top loaders for $10 a pack. I'm selling 90-cent one-touches for $4. I know for a fact it's because people, collectors, guys that love this stuff, guys that are just what we affectionately on the show refer to as card fondlers. You guys love, 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 love touching, fondling, opening, sorting through, putting in sleeves, putting in boxes, pictures of men. That's what you love to do. Okay. Some people like to get a stick and hit a ball. Some people like to dribble a ball. Some people like to get on a metal thing with two wheels and pedal their way down the street. Some people like to just run. Some people like to go to a gym and lift heavy weights. Okay? Everybody likes to do whatever they want to do. But a lot of people that are interested in this program and obviously interested in trading cards love trading cards. It's probably the thing you love to do most. And with cards being so expensive, boxes being so expensive, supplies being so expensive, supply drying up very quickly. I mean, like I said, we got Lonzo Ball cards that were at this time last year, you could have bought for $1 and now they're $15. And the guy had a decent year, but the season got shut down and he hasn't done anything since March. So, you know, you tell me. I mean, since March, the cards have probably gone up 200 or 300%. And we're talking about Lonzo Ball. We're not talking about Zion. We're not talking about, Lamar Jackson. We're not talking about, anybody else that actually has had an amazing MVP-type season. We're talking about Lonzo Ball. So I can imagine what has happened to the other cards and the other players in this industry. things have skyrocketed in price. And it is pricing out the people that this is like their daily thing. It's almost like if movie prices went from, I don't know what it, I don't go to movies, but it's like when I went, it was like $7 to $10 to get into a movie. Well, it's like it going to 70. Or like a round of golf being $30 or $40, and now it's 200 at the local Muni. It's not even like Pebble Beach. So I can understand the frustration. And I don't mind if you want to take your frustrations out on me. You can get at me at Sports Card Radio on almost all the platforms. Will it change? When will things change? When will things cool down? Look, your guess is as good as mine. I would never have guessed. I was just hoping my $1 Lonzo Ball cards would go to two, let alone 15. Okay, so I'm quite frankly as shocked as anybody else where prices have gone. When I bought a case of Series 1 baseball for, I think it was like $56 cost on it, I was happy initially to sell boxes for $75. And then I was happy to sell them for $85. And then I was happy to sell them for $99. And then this week, I was happy to sell two for $125 each. That is a $55 cost. It is absolutely insane. We'll see how long it lasts. But if you're priced out, set a budget. I did a show a couple shows ago about setting a budget. Figure out what you want in this hobby. If you like buying into breaks and they're too expensive, I don't know, start emailing breakers. Maybe there's ways where they can make them cheaper. Maybe instead of doing these big, gigantic case breaks, maybe they can make them cheaper. Maybe they can do it by the player. Maybe they can only do one or two boxes. I don't know. Or just take a break. Okay? Because chances are 90 to 95% of the players that are quote unquote hot in the product are probably going to be nobodies in 2 or 3 years. Wasn't Odell Beckham Jr. just the absolute shit a couple years ago? Does anybody give a damn about him now? Wasn't Marcus Mariota the absolute fucking shit a couple years ago? Where is he now? How about Jameis Winston? Who does he play for? And we can just go on and on down the line. Just wait a couple years. Go to sleep. Get a new hobby. No, that's easy for me to say. Or you can do what I'm doing. Just buy and sell. Forget about collecting cards. Forget about trying to fondle cards. Just buy and sell them. Buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. Eventually the market will cool off. If anything, you don't want to be buying and accumulating now and then watch the market cool off. Imagine how that would make you feel. I think I'd feel worse about overpaying for a bunch of cardboard and then watching 6, 12, 24 months later, it's all cut in half. We've seen that happen in this industry time and time again. It gets hot and then the air deflates out of the building for many different reasons. So it could be on-field related, could be steroid related, could be financially related, could be any number of reasons. Could be the card manufacturers themselves. So figure out what you want from the hobby. If it's too expensive for you, hey, look, take some joy in window shopping too, okay? Every single day, I am looking at stuff that I cannot afford. Okay, I'm looking at Mercedes that I can't afford. I'm looking at Rolex watches that I can't afford. But I look at them each day. And guess what? I was doing the same thing several years ago. Maybe one day, that day will come when you can afford it, and it'll make it just all that worth it. So do some window shopping. I don't mind looking at the cards, going to the forums, and just talking to people about the cards. certainly if I went to a card show, that's what I would do. I would just kind of window shop. Look at all the cards. Finally, speaking of card shows, the National got rescheduled. I think it's just off the top of my head. Again, I haven't been on Twitter, haven't been on Instagram, haven't been following anything, at least card related. But I think it got rescheduled towards the end of the year, either November or December. And the first thing that came to my mind is, again, being out here in California, the weather's pretty nice all year round, unless you're in the mountains or something like that. But boy, have fun trying to get in and out of the New York, New Jersey area in the wintertime. So you better hope it's a mild winter. So you got COVID-19, which will still be around in December. And then you've also, and maybe some other flu, some other stuff pops up. Hopefully not. I mean, I'm not rooting for that. And then you've got the snow. So I, you know, again, if you live in Pennsylvania or if you live in Maine or you live in New York, New Jersey or Connecticut or Maryland or even maybe down in North Carolina or South Carolina, it's not that far, okay, to get up to New Jersey. If you live where I'm at, I mean, somebody would have to lay out a fat wad of cash for me to even think about going. So there's absolutely no way, no way you will see me or my brother at this year's National. I know that disappoints a lot of people. I've had a guy on my Facebook page today say the next sports card show I attend, he was going to come up and punch me in the face. And I was like, okay, this is why I have a concealed carry permit. And if anybody punches me in the face, I'm just letting you know you're probably going to get shot. And that's just a fact. So I will not be attending any sports card show event in a state where I can't legally carry in New Jersey. I know for a fact is one of them. So hopefully, you know, I think the only thing I'm worried about at the National are like the older dealers and like the older athlete. I mean, the older athletes, who cares? But the older dealers, I just hope, man, just be smart. That's all I would say. Use your best judgment. You know, if you can afford to skip the event or if it's something you're worried about, I would not feel like you're forced to attend. Maybe you can, I don't know if this is possible, but maybe you could sublease your table. You know, I know the National, you kind of like want to retain your table rights or whatever. And maybe they're working things out with some of the dealers, but maybe you can sell your table to a younger guy that's not worried about catching COVID or whatever. But, you know, if I was 65, 70 years old and, you know, would I want to go to New Jersey and hang out in an enclosed space? Probably not. We'll see where things are at in December. And I don't want to have this turn into, you guys can turn on CNN or any news outlet and watch discussions on COVID or the riots or the protesting or whatever you want to call it. We're not going to be talking about that on today's show. In fact, it's about all we got on today's show. I know I haven't had a show in a while, and unfortunately, probably not going to have a lot of shows. At least where I sit now, I don't think I'm going to be doing this show very often, unfortunately. But it is not and it's negative if you enjoy the show and it's one of those things that you enjoy listening to. I apologize. I know there are thousands of people that listen to this show, and some of you will be disappointed. Some of you will not be disappointed. Because I know for a fact, all the haters of this show listen to my every word on this show as well, since you guys frequently, again, come to my Facebook page, my Twitter feed, and my Instagram that I don't ever post to, and, you know, talk about the things I have and talk about the things that I've talked about here on the show. So, but unfortunately, I'm just not going to do this show very often. Maybe once a month, maybe once every other month, and it might even be less frequent than that. I don't know at this point. The only thing that I do know is because of the virus and because of the opportunity that I saw that it brought, I wanted to look back and actually put my finger on something that I actually accomplished. You know, I know a lot of people have been watching, there was a Netflix series about tigers that I didn't watch. There was, you know, there's all these things on TV that people are consuming, and you know, they probably have gone through their Netflix and Hulu and things like that. And I've watched a few things on TV. I watched the Last Dance when I could. I watched the I actually thought the Lance Armstrong thing that they had was better than I thought it was going to be, and I watched that. But other than that, I haven't watched a lot of TV. And I've wanted to look back and say, this is what I did, because I think we're going to look back and remember this moment in our lives for probably for the rest of your life. Going to remember the time when things were shut down, when you were stuck at home. And for me, it's not much of a change. I already worked from home. I already was at home a lot. And so it hasn't really changed from that perspective, but I did want to accomplish something. And so for me, it was increasing my output and increasing my reach, I guess you could say, in terms of the stock market. And so I have a YouTube channel that I started, I think it was 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years ago, where I had posted a handful of videos, maybe about 10 or 12 videos. And a lot of it was just kind of general advice and things like that, and kind of talking about financial documents and balance sheets and things like that. Stuff that I thought probably wasn't that exciting, but I got a ton of comments on it. I got, you know, a couple of videos with 40 or 50,000 views. I was making maybe a little bit of money, not much, $20, $30 a month. But, you know, again, I only had, you know, about 10, 12 videos on there. But I was getting a ton of comments, and I had a lot of subscribers and things like that. And I said, you know what, if I actually put some time into this, if I actually focused on this, I think I could turn this into maybe a full-time income thing. I could bolt on another full-time income, whereas I have websites that are pretty much a full-time income. I have Amazon has now turned into virtually a full-time income. And I'm pretty sure in the next 12 months, that will probably be the case for a YouTube channel that I have. And it's all about the stock market, which is, quite frankly, I wake up every morning, I check stocks, I'm on the stock market websites every day, I'm checking stocks and more interested in stocks than I am trading cards. And it's been like that for almost probably as long as I've had this show. And so I wanted to look back after COVID-19 and be like, this is what I put my effort into, and here's what I have to show for it. And obviously, being with my family, spending time with my kids, my two sons, my wife is number one on my priority list. And number two is building another revenue stream, because Amazon is, I've got that. It's easy. I have some websites. I don't even work on them. That's easy. And so now it's like, okay, if I can post 4 to 5 videos a week about the stock market and build up a channel and build up a following and build up a reputation there, I think I could make several thousands of dollars a month just by doing that. And so that's what I will be focusing on likely for the next 12, I would guess the next 12 to maybe 18 months, maybe even longer than that. That will be my primary goal and my primary focus going forward. Unfortunately, because I have a family, because I'm not one of these people. And again, if this is you, I'm not criticizing you, but I'm not the kind of person that wants to wake up at 8, go clock in somewhere, and then clock out at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, go home, spend an hour with my kids, and go to bed and do that for my life. No, I'm not going to do that. I spent 12 hours with my kids every day for the last, since they were born. Okay, I spend almost every waking hour with my kids every day. Obviously, they're not in school, so it helps. It gives me more time with them. But I will, you know, I'll be doing that for the next several years. And, you know, then they go to school and they're occupied a little bit during that time. So I'll have a little bit more free time then. But that's we're 2.5 years away from that. And quite frankly, that's when I see that I might have a little bit more time to devote to doing podcasts and doing more content on things that don't make money, because this podcast doesn't make any money. Okay. It occasionally makes money. Occasionally I put one out that I charge for. The website makes money, but it's not related to this podcast any. So, you know, and I've got expensive, you know, I got expensive taste. So, every year I need to push the envelope even more and make more money. And the way I see it is by focusing on YouTube and focusing on the stock market. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I will be buying and selling trading cards on Check On My Cards quite a bit. I will be running my Amazon business, selling trading card supplies, board games, toys, knickknacks, things like that. I will be occasionally be buying and selling cards on eBay. Not really, but maybe buying cards on eBay to sell. If there's ever a trading card event, sports card show out here in California, I'll try to attend. I will try to attend depending on the COVID-19 and stuff like that. Next year, the Topps event would be nice to attend at least once or twice. I think if spring training returns next year, might be kind of fun. But I've deleted my Twitter app. I haven't deleted my account, but I deleted that off my phone. And I've pretty much turned off all notifications related to anything, really. It's not just trading cards. Because if you want to make money, if you want to become successful, you need to be laser focused. Okay, and I learned that from the other things that I've built up over the years, building up websites. It required laser focus. Remember, many, many times I'd work on my websites and my eyes would be twitching and I'd fallen asleep at the keyboard before working on a website or two. And now I don't do that. I don't have to do that. But I did at one time put in a lot of work on that. Amazon, same thing. Amazon, the learning curve was faster. Didn't need to fall asleep at the box cutter and the tape or anything like that. But I worked incredibly hard to build up a knowledge base on that. And now my next challenge is build up my YouTube channel. And it's been growing. I've only been at it for about 30, 40 days now. And it's doubled in subscribers, tripled in money. And I think that trend will continue. So that's where my focus will be, because if it can continue, that'll be great for me and my family, because I got two kids and they're eating, one of them just started eating real food. So I got one eating real food and I got the other one about to start eating real food, and it's expensive to feed kids and send them to private school, and you know, eventually they'll want golf clubs or tennis rackets or, you know, basketball shoes and things like that. So you got to keep moving forward, and you run out of time. I just found that you run out of time for, you don't have time for everything, and you got to prioritize. So that's what I'm going to do. And I just wanted to get on here and explain that to all the loyal listeners of the program over the years. Now, we're not going away, but I would not expect another show anytime soon. And by that, I mean once a month, once every other month is probably about what I'll have time for at the most. So hopefully you guys are all doing well out there. That wraps it up for today. We'll be back some other time, some other place. But for now, we are out of here.